little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
So another really important and very prominent in the press these days presentation that we need to be watching out for in general practice is sepsis. So we're just going to run through some red flag questions that relate to the potential presence of sepsis. So we've got a patient who's presenting on this occasion thinking that they might be prone to sepsis, and we're going to try and get a better idea of, are they likely to be septic, or where do we go from here? So you can be Max on this occasion. So Max, do you have a fever?
Yeah, I think so, Doctor. I really feel shaky and sweaty.
Okay. And what about your thinking processes? Have they been quite clear?
Yeah, they're fine.
Yeah, okay. So, and other people haven't been concerned that you've been behaving in an odd way or anything like that?
No,
they've
no.
Not been concerned about your behaviour?
Just feel terrible.
Okay. What about your breathing? How's that?
Oh, that's all right. It's this sore throat.
So you're not breathing faster than usual?
No.
And what about your hands and feet? How are they? You noticed any changes there?
No, they're fine.
Or any changes in the colour of your skin at all?
No, it's fine.
So in this particular presentation, we've actually got a patient that came in who'd read an article in the newspaper about sepsis. And indeed, poor Max has got a very sore-looking throat. So Max has decided that he's going to take some antibiotics for this. But we're going to safety net Max with regard to the things that he would need to watch out for, which might suggest that he was developing sepsis.
Yeah, so if you're developing sepsis, Max, you would usually get some warning. You know, it's a good idea if someone does keep an eye on you, but you might be aware of yourself getting confused or, you know, feeling like your thought process isn't as clear as normal. Now, the people in your home, they might notice that you're behaving a little bit oddly, so it would be good to just have a chat with them when you get home now to ask them to keep an eye on how you are behaving. You might notice that you're becoming short of breath, and you might be sort of struggling for breath, and you might notice that your hands and feet change, they might feel cold, the skin might go mottled, and you might feel very dehydrated, like very, very thirsty and not really able to pee more than once in the day. And these are the signs that I would need you to look out for. What do you think you'll tell your family when you get home today?
Well, I think I'll get my wife to keep a very close eye on me and make sure that if I'm not behaving quite right, that she'll have to make sure that I go straight to the doctors or get some sort of medical attention. And also, she's going to keep an eye on my skin colour, so am I. And if I'm really cold and feel unwell and not peeing, then those would be other things to watch out for.
Yeah, okay.
And maybe my breathing as well. Could you just go run that by me again about my breathing?
Yeah, so there is the possibility that you can actually count your breathing rate by working out how many breaths you take in each minute. Hmm. And that does vary according to your age. But given you're an adult, we would expect your breathing to be 20 a minute or under. And so if it's going above 20, that's likely to be higher than it should be if you're just sitting at rest. So you could count using your second hand each in-breath and take that round to a minute. And if it's over 20, it's probably too high.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.